Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 28th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reddit began testing persistent chat channels with 25 volunteer subreddits. These will live on the community navigation bar. The chats will have a dedicated channel for moderators. Mods will also have control over enabling chat at all, decide what users can participate, and moderate reported messages. Reddit plans to add threading, pinned messages, user mentions, and message editing going forward. Qualcomm announced a new game upscaling feature called Snapdragon Game Super Resolution. This uses a single rendering pass to upscale resolution, and Qualcomm claims there's no impact on battery life. The company says it will be compatible with most mobile GPUs, but offered no specifics. Sony set all-time record revenue and operating profit in its fiscal 2022. In Q4, it increased revenue 35% in the year, beating analyst estimates. Part of this came from strong PlayStation 5 sales. It shipped 19.1 million units in 2022, up 65% of the year. Its image sensor business also had a good year, with profits up 36% on the year. Amazon saw revenue up 9% in the year in its Q1, with Amazon Web Services revenue up 16%, while advertising revenue jumped 23%. In the quarter, it reduced headcount by about 5%, a combination of layoffs and seasonal warehouse turnover. Pinterest announced a multi-year ad partnership with Amazon. This integration will start rolling out later this year. Clicking on Amazon ads in Pinterest will take a user directly to Amazon to complete the purchase. This comes as Pinterest reported Q1 revenue up 5% of the year, with monthly active users up 7%. Intel saw revenue fall 36% on the year in Q1, posting a net loss of $2.8 billion. For context, it posted an $8.1 billion net profit last year, but at least it beat analyst estimates. Its one growth area was its Mobileye business, which saw revenue up 16%. PC and server chip units saw revenue down 38% and 39%, respectively. Snap saw Q1 revenue fall 7% in the year, the first time it's seen an annual revenue drop. Daily active users grew 15.3% of the year, but that missed analyst estimates. Back in December 2020, 48 U.S. states and territories sued Meta over its acquisition of Instagram and WhatsApp, saying the acquisitions illegally maintained monopoly power in the social network market. That case was dismissed in 2021, with the judge saying they waited too long. The states then appealed in 2022. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ruled in Meta's favor, letting stand that lower court decision. The makers of the Brave browser announced it now exclusively uses its own index for its Brave search engine. When it launched back in 2021, it said it used third-party indexes for about 13% of queries. That fell to 7% in 2022. The company also announced it will offer its own search API, but said details would come later. The information sources say the team working on Apple's mixed reality headset at one point considered building alternative methods for voice interaction after the team's leader, Mike Rockwell, expressed disappointment in demos from the Siri team. Siri reportedly remains widely derided internally. According to the report, bottlenecks to improving Siri include top executives hesitant to expand its functionality over concerns about AI capabilities generating embarrassing responses. Google TV began rolling out over 800 free ad-supported streaming channels to users in the U.S. These will integrate into the Live tab with existing content from free and paid providers. Sony announced it will launch its next flagship phone on May 11th, likely the Sony Xperia 1.5. Sony will stream the event on YouTube at 12 a.m. Eastern. Yep, midnight. The latest Steam client beta offers an updated in-game overlay to offer access to notes, guides, discussions, and the web browser, including support for video. Notes support rich text formatting, are saved per game, and are cloud synced. In compliance with the European Digital Services Act, Apple disclosed that the iOS App Store has 101 million users in Europe, and iPadOS has 23 million. The Mac App Store has 6 million, and tvOS App Store has 1 million, while the watchOS App Store has under 1 million. The numbers were based on an average taken over 6 months, ending in January. The Future Interfaces Group at Carnegie Mellon University published a research paper showing how it embedded electro-osmotic pumps for scalable shape displays into an OLED screen thin enough to be used in a smartphone. This could allow the display to create tactile bumps from 2 millimeters to 10 millimeters in size, with each one individually controllable and able to support fast updates. Microsoft began rolling out a version of its AI-powered Designer app to the sidebar of its Edge browser. The company also updated Designer with the ability to create and edit text, make resizing easier, and add basic animation features. Designer is still considered in preview, but Microsoft removed the waitlist to use it. YouTube Music began rolling out support for podcasts in the U.S. Right now, this will surface audio versions of podcasts that have uploaded video versions to YouTube. Background and on-demand listening is available in the app without YouTube Premium. And finally, Microsoft announced it will no longer make Microsoft-branded mice, keyboards, and webcams. The company will instead focus on Surface-branded accessories. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.